Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome, everybody, to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. I'm excited today to introduce a new friend, and I talk all the time about the power of association. Well, Amy was introduced to me by Lisa Copeland, and you all know she's one of my closest friends. So, Amy, welcome to the podcast today.
Thank you, Sharon.
Well, we're excited to have you because you have a new book out, and I'm going to just give you a little bit of her background. Amy Westbrook, she's an entrepreneur, a former paraplegic. Well, let's not skip over that part. Podcaster, she's the founder of a 501c3 nonprofit called Sold Out Ministries. And she currently speaks, and she loves her company, Live with Amy. Her newly released book, Sold Out, Attain Your Next Level Life Despite Unexpected Outcomes, tells us how she walked out of her wheelchair and teaches life application principles to overcome. 35 years as a sales and marketing executive, specializing in both hospitality and media industries. And she is the mastermind behind the Freedom Success Method. And she can talk a little bit more about that today. And so we're very excited. She lives in Austin, Texas. And Amy, thank you so much for taking time to be with me today.
You're welcome. This is exciting.
Tell us a little bit about little Amy and then the, you know, trauma that caused you to go on this pathway.
Sure. Little Amy grew up in a very small town in Texas, just right outside of Fort Worth, and was the Energizer Bunny child. You know, just my mom could not get me off my bicycle. I was roller skating, you know, all over the neighborhood. And then as I started school, I ran track and I was cheerleading, drill team. I was that ever moving child. And then honestly, into my young adult years as a woman, you know, if it had energy I wanted, if it was adventurous and had action, that I was all in. And that's really an important part of my story because of what we'll talk about here in just a minute. But I got to tell you, I grew up in Stephenville is where I grew up. And it was cowboy country, and I was a rock and roller, and so I just wanted to leave there as fast as I could. And I wanted to go to the city, and I wanted to pursue my dreams. So I left and went to college and got out as fast as I could so that I could start working. I really had a desire all my life to work and make money and be independent and just go see what I could find in the world. So that's where the entrepreneurial, you know, spirit comes from. I had it, you know, in my DNA as a young girl. I just didn't know that there was a name for it, right? Until I got out and started thinking, ooh, I want to create this invention, and ooh, I want to have this kind of business. I was always, my very first company, Sharon, was called the Idea House. Because I always had an idea, you know, I was like, oh, I've got an idea. So my first little company that I launched, a business development company, was called the Idea House.
Well, that's exciting. I love that. You know, a lot of people call us, I have an idea. Well, let's, you know, what's the pathway you need to go? Yeah. Idea doesn't get you too far. You have to actually put the foundation around that idea, right?
Well, that was a big problem for me in those beginning years, for sure.
So talk to us a little bit about the trauma that you went through. You went through addiction. I mean, to read your story is just amazing. And for people that are watching and listening, they're seeing this put together gorgeous woman. So share a little bit about the trials and tribulations that you went through.
Right. So based on things that I had done and things that had been done to me, I left home a very broken young woman, you know, to set out and make something of my life. But I tell you that I was aspiring to the level that I saw myself internally, and that was not very high. And so my standards for myself were very low, and I had very low confidence, and just began to use alcohol and drugs at a very early age. You know, I was the girl that when the party ended, right, I kept going. And I just have an incredibly addictive personality. And when everybody else could lay it down, the nicotine, the alcohol, the drugs, I couldn't. Like, I had this sensation, this craving that I wanted to do that again. Some of it was rebellion. Some of it was numbing. I mean, it was just a big mess, honestly. And I lived that way on and off, Sharon, for about 15 years. It was these demons that I just could not shake. And it was a struggle, but I had this too. I was living double lives. I had this person who was, I had huge aspirations. I was ambitious. I was making six figures in my 20s. I was driving a fancy sports car. I was eating a lot of sushi. And, you know, for on the outside, it just looked like to the world, wow, right? She's got this going on. But on the inside, I was dying. I was just struggling. And I just needed a revolution of the soul is what I needed. And that's where Sold Out came from. And I certainly am a woman of faith. And on my 30th birthday, I walked out into the street and ran like I did every morning at 6 a.m. and just had a conversation with God. And just fully and completely and totally surrendered all of it. And I made a deal with them. I said, okay, I've had the last 10 years. It's an utter mess. It's completely just, it's a disaster, right? And I've done it my way. I'm going to give you the next 10 years. Whoever does the better of the 10 years gets the rest of my life.
That's quite a deal.
Yeah, that was the deal I made with God that morning. And I have to tell you, he won, you know, about 2 years in. And I had a radical spiritual transformation in my life and just a couple of years of just cleansing all of that darkness and all of those lies that I had believed about myself. And really what happened at that point is that I came to the realization that I could set a new standard for my life, Sharon. And that has followed me all the way through to today, realizing when you're in a dark place that you don't have to accept what's been thrown at you, that you can set a new standard for your life, you know, until you leave this planet. So it was a huge transformational moment. And I felt like that was it. Wow, all my troubles are over, right? I've come to my senses. I've got it together. I'm married to the love of my life. You know, life is exciting. I have an exciting job. And I just felt like that was going to be my troubles, you know, for the rest of my life. And what happened is I began to suffer with severe lower back pain. And I kept pushing through, thinking I heard it running, right? So just kept going. And what they found was a mass inside my spinal cord.
Ooh.
Now I always say that twice because when people hear spinal tumor, they think, oh, you have a tumor on your spine. No, it was inside the cord.
Wow.
We went to Johns Hopkins Medical Center for a couple of trips. We went to MD Anderson. It was so incredibly rare. And they actually misdiagnosed it for several years. Excuse me. And so had we diagnosed it properly, that potentially it wouldn't have caused as much damage as it did. But what happened was we got in there. I was in an emergency situation. I could not get back on the plane and go to Johns Hopkins as planned for a third visit of what are we going to do. And what happened was I was presenting as a healthy woman. I mean, they could not find other than the pain, which was crippling me. They were like, we're not touching you. You are a full functioning, healthy woman. And I was almost 40 at the time, Look, we're not touching you. This surgery is so incredibly risky. And so they kept trying to prolong it for that very reason. But the pain became so horrible that I couldn't walk. So I couldn't get on a plane. And we found somebody in Austin. I walked in. The guy said, I have taken these out of eyeballs. I've taken them out of brains. I can take it out of your spinal cord. And I just needed that, right? I was looking for somebody just to speak truth into my life and tell me what to do. He said, you're in trouble. Why has nobody taken this out of your back? And I said, well, they said that, you know, it would paralyze me. And he said, you are becoming paralyzed day by day. Like, this has to come out. So we were in surgery a couple of weeks later. And when he got in there, it was not what he expected. It was not what they had diagnosed. It indeed was this tumor, and it had ruptured out. And he said it looked like a grenade had gone off inside my spinal cord.
Wow.
When they checked me in, we were planning for a 2-hour surgery, 2 days in the hospital, up and walking, get me home. It was going to be an easy breezy thing. Well, when I woke up, I was paraplegic. The surgery turned into 5.5 hours of him trying to decipher what was cord and what was tumor to take out of my spinal cord. Mm. Unexpected outcomes. Mm-hmm. It was not what we thought it was. And I think about life for the people that I speak to. We all experience, you know, life gets interrupted. Really, really, really good plans get interrupted. And that's what happened. So here we were, here I was, lying here, not being able to move from my breast down. I lost sensory all through my trunk and down my left side. To this day, I can't feel cold, hot, or sharp. And they knew that inside of surgery. They knew that they had lost sensory and they were just about to lose complete mobility function. So he stopped. And he considered that I was a mother, an entrepreneur, a business owner, Energizer Bunny. And so I really feel like that God and my surgeon really made a great team that day. And we did find out months later that there was something very miraculous that happened inside of surgery, which I write about in my book. And I believe that that miracle was... gave me more ability to heal than possibly I might have had, because all of my doctors are able to utter out of their mouth, you have had an incredible, miraculous recovery. And it's really hard to get a doctor to say that.
Well, thank God. That means he was involved and he was in the surgery with you, right? In the operating room with you, right?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the recovery, because certainly when you go through something like that and you've been on your path, you have the love of your life, you've overcome all the addiction stuff. It's a lot of us go through the why me. I know when I lost my son, you know, go through this why me, and getting through that is really tough. So share how you did that.
So my friend Lisa always talks about this, but there's a reason. It's not because I'm so amazing. There was a reason that I didn't ask why. And I didn't. I didn't ask why. Because Sharon, I could, let me say this and then I'll tell you the story. But as they wheeled me into the rehab hospital, the ambulance took me from ICU to the rehab hospital. There on a gurney, laid out, as they kind of pushed me around the nurse's station where they were going to check me into my room, I heard the nurse say, the para we are expecting has arrived. Mm-hmm. To this day, I feel it welling up when I say it. Mm-hmm. When I heard that nurse call me a para, I went into an abyss that I have never known. And I had been through some abysses before. I was in such a dark place. And that night, just lying in my bed there with myself and my condition and God, I got a download. I heard thoughts, Sharon, and they were not my own. And sometimes I feel like this is how the Lord gets to me, right? When I'm really needing a God message. And in that moment, wisdom, great wisdom met me. And what I heard was, Amy, move forward as if you are birthing something and not as if you've been stolen from. I knew in that moment that that was a universal message that I was going to be able to share for a very long time. Move forward as if you are birthing something and not as if you have been stolen from. Birthing something holds so much expectancy, you know, and there's excitement about it. And you're anticipating being stolen from makes you feel incredibly violated and angry and you know, even less than possibly. This wisdom changed everything for me. I mean, it changed in that moment. I had a perspective redirection that has walked with me for the past 12 years. But I tell you that story to tell you that that abyss, because it didn't go away just because I got that wisdom. I could see the why out of one side of my eye. I could see that if I turned and I looked at that why and I started asking and I started going down that trail, Sharon, I didn't think I would come back, to be honest. I felt the weight of that. And I thought and it was subconscious, right? Just my subconscious was thinking, if you go that way, you're not coming back. And so I just turned and I began to burn and blaze a path towards finding the solution, which was walking again. And in the ICU, something really incredible happened inside my heart, my mind. I made a decision. I made a decision when I got that news that I was made to move. And I began to tell them, you guys are acting like you're hoping I'm going to walk again. And I want to run again. I'm a runner. I want to run. And so I said to everybody who was committed to the success of my journey, I want to run. I don't just want to walk. And I used that, you know, as I moved forward, standing on that decision, I dedicated myself to that decision, no matter the cost, without seeing the future. And I think sometimes, Sharon, we just don't believe big enough for ourselves, right? We don't believe big enough. This was a huge belief that I decided. I began to declare it. And I dedicated myself. And what that dedicating yourself, no matter the cost, without seeing the future, that's something else we're not very willing to do in life, you know, but this is how we get to our next level life. This is how we get through unexpected outcomes. Some of these principles can get put in place that will maneuver us through where we are victorious, that we have some big wins, that we're standing on our feet with joy and purpose and vision, you know, versus getting swallowed in a hole that we just find very difficult to come out of.
Well, I think a lot of people feel like they're in that hole right now. So 2020 has set them back. Yeah. So how long did it take in your recovery and how are you doing today?
Yeah, so I was in the hospital for 2 months and that was hard because my little daughter had just turned 4 the week before I went into surgery. So I had this little 4-year-old girl that was really wanting mom to come home. But honestly, Sharon, I wanted to stay in the hospital as long as they would have me because I wanted every ounce of what, you know, that care was sun up to sundown. Mm-hmm. And I saw the importance of just being with it 24/7. So I was there for about 2 months. I went from a wheelchair to a walker to a cane. So symbolic of just our life journey. So, and that's why I wrote the book, is because I couldn't believe the parallels to not only where I had already had to walk myself out of unexpected outcomes and destructive life situations, but now I was using it to get out of physical paralysis. And I had used so many of these principles that I didn't even realize to get myself out of emotional paralysis, you know, in my past. So it has been a long journey. I'm not going to lie to you. I've, over the past 12 years, I have been through 1,100 physical therapy sessions. I have been in therapy every single week for 12 years. I'm now a fully functioning, walking woman. I am not running yet, but I haven't given up. The story's not over. And I can care for myself. What I suffer with right now is just a lot of nerve pain. Mm-hmm. So I have some neuro stuff that is left over at this point. Mm-hmm. Then I also have the sidebar of walking incorrectly for so many years that now I've got lower back issues that have nothing to do with the tumor. Simply, you can't walk improperly without it causing other problems. You know, it's kind of a snowball effect. But I've resourced myself for 12 years, and I talk a lot about that in the book. People will say, "How in the world have you continued on?" And I've had to deal with some life-altering, unexpected outcomes in the midst of battling for my mobility.
Right.
And I think that's life, right? We're working on one big goal, and then we've got all these sidebars of life that are just coming at us. So I try to address all of this. It is the passion of my heart to help people realize that they don't have to succumb to the blows. They don't have to succumb to the darkness, that there are answers and that everything is overcomable. But we have to learn, Sharon, to do hard things. We have to learn that we got to put in the work and do some hard things and trust and have faith and hope that, you know, our efforts are going to produce some of the things that we desire in our life.
Well, I just love the things that you've shared. You know, the perspective redirection, I wrote it down. I think that's great. So many people really need that, particularly this year, and setting a new standard for your life. Now, show your book. Let's talk a little bit about your book and how people can find it.
Sold out.
Yes. And read the subtitle.
Attain Your Next Level Life Despite Unexpected Outcomes. That's the key word.
I just love your perspective, and I want to congratulate you. I think there was a reason that you went through that. There was a reason that you're still here, and there's a reason other people need to hear from you, because your survival can help other people get through what they're going through. So how can people find you, Amy?
So just go to my website's the best place, really, livewithamy.com. You can find me on Facebook, Live with Amy. My Instagram is livewithamy.w for Westbrook, livewithamy.w. If you want to learn more about the book or the courses that we're teaching or the coaching programs, all of that would be on my website. And if you want 2 free chapters, I would love to offer that to your audience, and they can just see if this book may or may not be for them. If you go to livewithamy.com/Amy's book, then right there, you can just click and get the 2 free chapters and see if it's not for you. It's for somebody that you know, because as you said, Sharon, right now, I mean, this book, I've tried to write this book for years and years. You just have to believe in the timing of your life, because I tried and it never got it off the ground. And finally, I just had an epiphany of how to get it done. And lo and behold, it would be launched in 2020 when the whole world is trying to navigate unexpected outcomes.
Timing of your life. I love that. Believe in the timing of your life. And I think that's true. So many of us, outwitting the devil, was hidden away for 72 years, and blame it on the wife not liking the title. But I think there was a greater power at work. I think the book was intended to come out and be out right now to help.
Yes. I've read that book. I think I've read it 3 or 4 times. I'm in love with that book. It's so good.
Well, and so necessary this year. So I think the combination of the two are fantastic.
Yes.
And Amy, you're going to hang out with me, because we're going to do another short interview for the private Facebook group. So all of you listening and watching, if you have not joined the Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter, I recommend you do that on Facebook. I do weekly broadcasts there. And then we do a little bit more intimate conversation with our podcast guests. So please give us a call and join us there, and share this with your network, because every interview is a special place in my heart. And this one in particular has had a, I mean, we talk about the worst of the worst. Imagine yourself having the kind of traumas and dramas that Amy had. And yet here she is. Her heart is bigger than her house, because she wants to help others going through it. So thank you, Amy. And you hold on. And all of you, thank you for being with us. And thank you for being here for this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Remember to play big. It's all about being number one, living your legacy, and creating maximum impact. Love you all. Have a great day.